The year was 1937. A sit-down strike had begun at Chevrolet Plant No. 4 in December of the preceding year and had dragged on almost 40 days. On one side, the grimly silent General Motors Corporation. On the other, the noisy, infant United Auto Workers of the CIO. Time was running out now, and in a few short days, one side or the other would have to give ground it could never again retrieve. Saul Alinsky.
Quite obviously, the sit-down strikes were an invasion of property rights. Well, in this situation, with the sit-down strikers refusing to get out, and with the papers in the country just screaming about law and order going down the river and revolution had now come to America, et cetera, et cetera, Lewis finally, at the height of the strike, left Washington. Now, Lewis told me that before he left Washington, he had chatted with the president, and the president had told him that he, the president, had talked to Governor Murphy, and that the president had told Governor Murphy that as far as he was concerned, the president, the sit-down strikers could continue to sit there. Then Lewis had a meeting with Murphy, and Murphy told Lewis that it was his understanding that the White House wanted the sit-down strikers evicted. Lewis, of course, took violent exception to this, and finally was convinced by Murphy that Murphy's position was the valid one. And from Lewis's point of view, he had been double-crossed. Everybody knew that the strike had to be broken or settled within this 24-hour period. Late that night, Lewis had gone to bed. He always goes to bed religiously by 11 o'clock, reading it could be anything from military strategy to Egyptology. Well, at any rate, Lewis was asleep, and there was a knock on the door. And I'll now tell the story as Lewis told it to me. He said, I opened that door after glancing at my watch and noticed that it was about 4 a.m. And as I opened it, there was the governor of the state of Michigan. I said, come in, governor. Governor Murphy came in and seemed to be in a state of shock, if I may say so. He was pale, he was tense. And he handed me a very official document. And he said, Mr. Lewis, what I am giving you is an official order, which, as governor of the state of Michigan, I am issuing this morning. It is an order declaring a state of insurrection and ordering the National Guard to enforce the injunction of the court of the state of Michigan to evict the sit-down strikers from those plants of General Motors which they are occupying by illegal seizure. I took that order and I just threw it on a bureau, walked over to the window, and looked out into the early dawn. This apparently made the governor rather nervous. Finally, he said to me, Mr. Lewis, what are you going to do about it? I turned on him and almost shouted, as I remembered. And I said, Governor, do you know what this means? And Murphy's voice wasn't too solid when he said, you know why I'm doing it. As governor of the state of Michigan, I have no recourse. I'm doing it because I'm sworn as governor of this state to uphold the laws of this state. And I have to uphold the law. Now do you understand? And then I said, uphold the law? You are doing this to uphold the law? You, Frank Murphy, are ordering the National Guard to evict by point of bayonet or rifle bullet the sit-down strikers. You, Frank Murphy, by doing this are giving complete victory to General Motors. You're defeating all of the hopes and dreams of these men. And you are doing all this because you say to uphold the law. Governor Murphy, when you gave ardent support to the Irish revolutionary movement against the British Empire, you are not doing that because of your high regard for law and order. And when the British government took your grandfather as an Irish revolutionary, and when they hanged him by the neck until he was dead, you did not get down on your knees and burst forth in praise for the sanctity and the glory and the purity of the law that must be upheld at all costs. But here, Governor Murphy, you do. You want my answer, sir? I give it to you. Tomorrow morning, I shall personally enter General Motors plant Chevrolet number 4. I shall order the men to disregard your order, to stand fast. I shall then walk up to the largest window in the plant, open it, divest myself of my outer raiment, remove my shirt and bare my bosom. Then, Governor Murphy, when you order your troops to fire, mine will be the first breast that those bullets will strike. And as my body falls from that window to the ground, you listen to the voice of your grandfather as he whispers in your ear, Frank, are you sure you're doing the right thing? Murphy grabbed that order out of my hand, tore it up, and went out of the room. That order was never issued. And the next day, General Motors collapsed and capitulated at 2:45 a.m. Thursday, February 11th.